You're listening to the Hometown Goshen Podcast, a weekly show that takes a look at what makes Goshen home. I'm JC Lee. Chances are you've heard who Tim Showalter is, and if not, come on, where have you been? He is the person behind Strand the Folks. Showalter grew up in Goshen, he graduated from Goshen High School, and his band just released their fourth album. It dabbles with rock, and it's been on AV Club's Best Of list last year. So they're a pretty big deal. But what's even more, Strand of Oaks has been invited to play at the Bonnaroo Arts and Music Festival this summer. Reporter Michelle Sokol caught up with Showalter to talk about his album, the festival, and growing up in Goshen.
I've said it before, but I think growing up in Goshen was beneficial to me because there was a lack of a scene, really. There wasn't a lot of concerts, and I think the only concerts were like youth group-oriented, like Christian rock shows or something. It wasn't like there was a ton of bands flying around. So, like, it kind of forced me into making my own world a little bit. And so I just took all of these records from various different genres and just consumed music like crazy. And then just kind of started writing songs by myself. And, you know, it's pretty solitary for the most part. I had friends in high school, and I did, like, drama and plays and stuff, but as far as the music goes, I look at my other friends who grew up in towns that there was like a big scene in certain areas, and I probably would have just been like a bass player in a band. Like, I probably would have just been like, oh, you guys have a punk band? I'll just be a bass player. But because that didn't happen, like, I just was able to like create my own world, and I'm still doing that, you know, 15, 17 years later, just still like my peaceful escape to write songs and, you know, make music. I actually played Goshen at that Ignition Garage this summer, and we did a tour stop there, I think, in August. It was pretty wild, like, you know, being there, and because the downtown, when I grew up, had like a Mellow Yellow machine and the Goshen Antique Mall, I think, and like a Red Cross. It was pretty desolate in that downtown area. I think it was that horrible time in the world when, like, Walmarts came to town. So, like, everybody was like, oh, man, a Walmart. Let's close down this beautiful, unique store and then go give all our money to some corporation or something. And I definitely see, like, a bounce back whenever I go down there. There's, you know, like, pizza places and coffee shops. And, I mean, buying records, if that Ignition would have been there when I was little, that would have put me way ahead. You know, the funny thing about the record is there's no, like, flowery language. You know, like, it's not, like, symbolism or what I often have done in the past with lyrics. You know, it just is, like, what this whole record is, including Goshen, is just, like, a retelling exactly of what my life was. And, you know, I was a weird kid, and I had my mom's, I think she sewed down there. So I just kind of took over a room and put some keyboards, and my dad had a component stereo system that I kind of took apart and started recording music onto a small tape player. And, you know, it was like I said, it was lonely down there to a certain extent, but I think loneliness is it's kind of a badge of honor you can wear as a teenager. Like, I'm isolated, I'm not like the others. You know, there's something that I definitely lived through with that. And it was just like I wanted this record to sound different than my last one, and I figured, why not just start a new sound with kind of where it began? And, you know, it really did. That's where it started. And, you know, that song feels so special to me because when making the record, that couldn't be any other place but the first song on the album. Like, it had to kick it off and being like, because I just wanted to, like, break down whatever barriers I'd put up and be like, okay, this is the new Strand of Oaks. Here you go. Like it or leave it. It's what I'm doing.
Okay. So Bonner, how did that happen? I think I saw that you've been before, but not to perform.
Yeah, I actually went there. I was on tour with the Tallest Man on Earth, and I was opening for him, but our shows had ended. So I just kind of went as crew for Tallest Man. So I just got to, you know, help him set up his guitars and just hang out there and had a blast. And, you know, I think this, you know, I think we're playing, I don't know if they've all been announced, but I think we're playing about every festival on the planet this year. I just think it's, those festivals are so cool because I think they get like, they definitely test the barometer to what people are listening to and, you know, reflect that back into their lineups. And, you know, I'm so excited because I have so many friends playing these festivals and bands that I want to see, and it's just going to be a, it's going to be a fun summer.
So it's obvious you found a lot of success in Heal. But what's in your future? What do you want to see in your future?
I just want to keep doing this, you know, and I want this to keep growing simply because I want more people at the shows to experience this with, for like, just for selfish reasons. Like, it just feels good to have people out there and to jam with, and like, you know, I love playing concerts and, you know, sharing this. It's kind of all I do. So I think, you know, I'm writing a new record, and I don't know when that'll be out. I have to stop touring for a second in order to make it. But it's, you know, it's just exciting to look down this life and hope that I can have a long career, because some bands kind of follow trends, and it's good that they do that, but it doesn't really promise, like, a long, fruitful career. And the bands that I look up to are the types that, like, you know, they're 10 records in and they want to make 10 more, and, you know, and they want to be good to their fan base and all those parts to just make it for a good life as a musician.
You just heard singer-songwriter Tim Showalter of Strand of Oaks talking about his recent album, Bonnaroo, and growing up in Goshen. You're listening to the Hometown Goshen podcast. Up next, we speak to Jamie Hawkins. She's a bartender at Venturi, and Jamie and her husband have plans to open up a cocktail bar in Goshen. It's going to be called Common Spirits. We have Michelle Sokol again, who caught up with Jamie to talk about the bar and a recipe for a cocktail called Old Fashioned.
It's an art. I love taking fresh ingredients and creating something delicious and wonderful. I love giving it to a person and they're excited about how it's going to taste and how it looks.
That's Jamie Hawkins, a Goshen girl who's making splashes in the craft cocktail scene here. Heard about Common Spirits? It's a new bar her and her husband are trying to open up, and it all started at Venturi a few years ago.
I started spending some time behind the bar and fell in love with craft cocktail making and got trained under Troy Pippinger, one of the owners at Venturi. And then as my obsession for cocktails grew, started searching online, YouTube, and any blog or bartender I could follow online.
But now she's on a mission to expand the craft cocktail scene in Goshen, starting with Common Spirits.
My husband Ryan and I had a dream to open a non-smoking, really chill, cool bar downtown. We already have one, but any town needs more than one cool place to hang out at.
The concept was put on the back burner last year, but everything started falling in place this year. Jamie said she kept seeing signs that she was supposed to open the bar.
Everything's gonna be super fresh. There's no sour mixes or anything like that. And we're also gonna have really awesome craft beers. So we'd like to cater to just anybody who loves downtown Goshen, loves Goshen period, that wants to spend as much time as possible downtown.
The Hawkins are working on the cocktail menu now, but one thing that's sure to make the cut, the tried and true old fashioned.
Like one of those old classic cocktails that you can imagine old grandpa's drinking way back in the day. It's a nice sipper and it's delicious.
Here's the simple recipe. Place sugar cube in an old-fashioned glass and saturate with bitters. Add a dash of plain water, muddle until dissolved. Fill a glass with ice cubes and add whiskey. Garnish with an orange slice and a cocktail cherry. But Hawkins adds her own touches.
I like to take just a dash of simple syrup, some orange peel, some Angostura bitters, slightly muddle, add the bourbon, an ice ball, and you're good to go.
Stay tuned for more information on Common Spirits, or check out the website at commonspirits.com, where there's merchandise for sale that will help fund the start of the bar.
That was Michelle Sokol with a story about Common Spirits, a planned cocktail bar in Goshen. Now let's take a look at what's coming up this weekend. If you're looking for something to break the monotony of winter, especially with the blizzard we just had, check out the Winter Scavenger Hunt at the Oxbow County Park. In addition to the hunt, there's going to be a version of Winter Nature Bingo, as well as an I Spy game in the park. Admission is free. The event starts at 1:30 p.m., again, at the Oxbow County Park, this Saturday, February 21st. But, you know, if the cold's not your thing, you can always go indoors, check out a movie at the Art House. They're going to be playing a 2014 movie called Love is Strange. The movie follows a same-sex couple in Manhattan, Ben and George, who finally get married after decades of being with one another. But George loses his job. And because he lost his job, they can't afford to stay in their New York apartment. So Ben and George are forced to stay with neighbors, family, friends. And the movie really looks into their love for one another, as well as how much the people they live with want to be a part of their lives. You can catch it at 7 o'clock on Friday, February 20th, or you can catch it at 4 o'clock Saturday, February 21st. And that's it for another Hometown Goshen podcast. I'd like to thank Tim Showalter and Jamie Hawkins for being a part of the show. And thanks to Michelle Sokol. She's just getting started out with the podcast, and I'd like to think that she's doing a bang-up job. We'll have another show for you next week for those of you who are looking for even more stories out of the Maple City. Until then, stay warm and have a great week.